I do believe we are live with the return of $3 down. Good Lord, dude. Yes, it's been a while since I have made an episode of the podcast, but I wanted to try something different. Before, all I did in regards to the podcast was record the episode with OBS and then put the audio up on Anchor or whatever. And then afterwards, I would also put the recording up on YouTube. I wouldn't have a face cam or anything like that. I wouldn't stream it live. I would just record it, put it up on there, and be done with it. Now, I'm going to try something different. I'm going to try live streaming it. I'm also recording it at the exact same time. So when I'm finished with the episode, it's going to go on YouTube and Anchor as well. So we'll see how it goes, dude. And just to recap, since it has been a few months since the last $3 down podcast episode, this podcast is just about me talking about random nonsense. It doesn't have to pertain to anything, dude. Whatever I could think of, whatever comes to mind, I'll talk about it. It's not like a gaming podcast, a cooking podcast, political, anything like that. It's just a nice, simple podcast where you could come in and just listen to some relatable stuff. So, let's get right into it, dude. I went to jury duty. I went to jury duty a few days ago on Friday. On Friday, dude, why do they have the worst system for jury duty? I swear to God, it's so bad. Like, I got a letter in the mail last month telling me that I will be on call for jury duty for about 2 weeks. This month in July, I got a letter in June letting me know to be prepared in July to be on call. The week goes by. I'm thinking I'm not needed. You know what I mean? I'm thinking I'm good to go. They don't need me. And then Thursday evening, I get an email and a call and a text message from the government saying, "Hey, buddy, old pal, we need you, buddy. Come on in." I'm like, dude, are you serious? It's been like a whole week already. Friday is the day you notify me. It wanted me to be on call for the 11th through the 22nd. Friday was, I believe, the 14th or something, I think. Let's see. It was the 15th. The 15th, dude. So I'm thinking they probably don't even need me. I'm thinking, okay, we're good. I can go into work in the morning, go on about my day. I had already let my boss know that I'll be on call or whatever. So just to let him know that, you know, just to be on the safe side or whatever. I thought I was good to go. Thursday evening, they hit me like, "Hey, we need you, buddy. We need you." And the location is so far. Like, you would think they would maybe try to choose people kind of close to the area. You know what I mean? Hell no. No, they got me going an hour out to this place, an hour out in the height of Atlanta traffic, dude. We left the place like at five, where Atlanta traffic was at its peak. At its peak, dude, I couldn't believe it. And the entire day was so boring. I mean, like, I wasn't going into it expecting some fireworks or whatever, you know what I mean? But like, it was even more boring than I thought. It was just a whole bunch of waiting around. And they gave us like a list of questions that we had to read out in front of everybody. They had like a microphone and they passed it around an entire room of 45 people. 45 potential jurors, dude. Remember, this is just the selection. This isn't the actual trial. They're just selecting the jury for the trial. 45 people, one by one, had to read off an entire questionnaire, a long list. And I'm telling you, dude, I don't mean to sound like a douche, but some of those people just could not read. like seriously, I felt bad. Seriously, I'm sitting there just wondering, what's going on, man? What's up? Why are you taking so long, man? There was one guy, he was reading off of the questions. Oh my God. And I'm not joking. He would read one word like every 5 seconds. He would be like, "My name. I'm not joking. That is exactly how he went. It was like 10 questions on the page with like a list of sub questions as well. And it took him like almost 10 minutes to get through it, dude. It should really just take maybe about a minute for each person that can normally read. That can read pretty normal. But this dude took like almost 10 minutes. It was incredible. He said he was a pastor as well. I'm like, dude, who in God's name is going to this guy's church? What in the world? I'm trying not to sound like a douche. But I'm serious, man. It was rough. It was really rough. I couldn't believe what I was witnessing. And they had us all numbered, right? I was number 38 out of 45. And it went from 1. It started at 1, so it took a while for them to get to me, so I had plenty of time to formulate how I was going to answer these questions. So I did pretty good, if I do say so myself. I'm actually kind of glad that I got a number that was pretty late in the pool. It wasn't too bad, dude. But after all that, they let us go to lunch. And I had brought my lunch. They recommended that you bring your own lunch. They said they had a refrigerator and a microwave, which they lied about. They lied about it because I'm sorry. Oh, man, I felt a sneeze coming on. I didn't want to commit. In the letter that they sent, they said that they would have a microwave and a refrigerator on hand for you to store or warm up your food. They did not. They didn't. I brought a cold sandwich, dude. A cold sandwich. And oh my God. Holy Lord. It was so hot in the courtroom. I was just moping so bad because my sandwich is in my backpack. Just sweltering. Festering away in this hot ass room, dude. Because there were so many people that complained about it, too. The judge had to go at lunchtime and go tell the building people or whatever to go up the AC level. But the building was ginormous, literally like 26 floors. The building was huge. They said it takes about 3 to 4 days for that building to completely come to temperature. So even if they bumped it up, we wouldn't even feel the effects. And they turn off the AC when they all leave to save power, which makes sense. So it would never come up to temperature, dude. You would get some spots of the building that felt good. Other spots, it's just going to be hot regardless. It doesn't matter. So we just had to sit there in the heat. And my sandwich, oh my God. I thought it was going to be bad, so I didn't even bother eating it. It felt really warm to me, and I didn't want to try it because when we're in the courtroom, if we have to go to the bathroom, it holds up everybody. They have to stop. They have to wait till all the jurors are in the courtroom and everybody's listening to the same thing. They have to wait. If one juror has to go to the bathroom, has to do whatever, everything comes to a stop. So I didn't want to like eat something that might upset my stomach and hold everyone else up, even like we already have to be there for a long ass time. I didn't want us to be there even longer. So I didn't even eat the sandwich. So I went to their cafeteria. Jesus Christ, dude. It was so bad. It was so bad. The workers, they seemed like they just hated life. Seriously, they did not seem like they wanted to be there. They were some of the grumpiest, some of the mopiest and absolutely irritable people I think I've ever seen in my life. Absolutely irritable. And it's annoying dealing with people like that. I'm just trying to order my food and they're like, it's just, I don't even know how to describe it, dude. It's just very annoying to deal with people like that. But in the end, I still managed to order my food. They only had like a very limited menu. You could get a cheeseburger and fries, you can get chicken tenders and fries, or you can get a cheesesteak and fries. That's about it. I got the burger and fries, and I kind of regret getting the burger and fries because I was seeing other people getting chicken tenders and fries, and my God, those chicken tenders look really good. They look really good. They were like the fat chicken tenders too, not the little strips. They were like the wide ones, the wide and long ones. I was like, damn, what the fuck? I should have got some of those. What in the world? I'm over here. I'm looking at this dude form the burger. This is like the most pitiful burger I think I've ever seen in my life. I took a bite out of that nonsense. Oh my God. Good Lord, dude. It was so bad. It was so bad. It was one of the worst burgers I've ever. It was $9 for that mess, dude. $9. I should have just taken my chances and eating my hot moldy sandwich. Seriously, that burger was, oh my God, it was not worth the nine fucking dollars. It had fries with it. The fries weren't bad. They weren't bad, but like, you know when fries are frozen and you immediately put them in the fryer as soon as you take them out the freezer or whatever, and you cook them up and it has like that taste to it. It has that freezer taste to it still. That's how they tasted. They did not taste too good. I still had clumps of fries that were like still solid, still rock hard. It was just not good, dude. It was just not good. Overall, that experience was pretty terrible, and I don't want to have to do that ever again. I did not get selected for the jury, thank God, because they were asking, you had the defendants. I can't go into too much details, but you had the defendants and the government, because it was like the USA versus the dude, the defendant. I forget his name. Obviously, I'm not going to say his name anyway, but like I still just don't remember his name. It was the defendants versus the USA, and they asked us their own set of questions, and we had to respond accordingly. If it applied to us, we had to raise our hands. They had a whole system and everything. You had to say your name, your juror number, and answer the questions accordingly. And I made sure I raised my hands like so many times, dude, because I knew if I just stayed silent, I would seem like the perfect juror for the defendant. I would seem completely neutral all the way through. I did not want that. I answered honestly. I still answered honestly. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't lying or anything. I wasn't lying to the court. I still answered honestly. I just made sure I got my answers out there. I may have exaggerated a little bit. I guess I can say that the case was related to fraud. That's about it. That's all I can really say about it. It was a fraud-related criminal case, which I have experience with. I have experience with identity theft and credit card fraud. My family does as well. So all the questions they were asking did apply to me. They did apply to me, and I made sure that was known. So the defendants already, they knew they were dealing with somebody who had experienced fraud. They didn't want a juror that had experienced fraud judging their defendant who has committed fraud. You know what I mean? So I made sure I let that be known because I didn't want to fucking be on the jury. I didn't want to do that. It's like, I think they said it's going to last like 3 to 4 days anyway. That's 3 to 4 days of missed work, dude. I'm not doing all that mess. You're out of your mind. Overall, the experience, it was a nice learning experience to see what all goes down in a jury selection process. It was a nice learning experience, but definitely not something I want to do again. At least not anytime soon, dude. It was a big, ginormous, like I did all that. It was an all-day thing from 7 to 5, an all-day thing just to not get selected anyway. I'm glad I didn't get selected, but like it was pretty bad, dude. I had to wake up at 5, drive over there almost an hour away, drive back. It took me over an hour to get back because of the traffic. It was bad, dude. It was bad. Absolutely horrendous. And you know, these Atlanta drivers, dear God, I don't know what's wrong with them, but there is something just tampering with their cerebral. Something's going on up there, dude. They are not humans. It will make you question reality when you see the way some of these people drive, dude. It is horrifying. I drive a little small car, dude. You got all these people driving by in humongous trucks, ginormous SUVs. I feel like I'm driving in a go-kart, you know what I mean? It's so scary because these people can't stay in their lanes, dude. They cannot stay in their lanes. They don't turn with their blinkers on. What they do, now, you're supposed to use your blinkers. You're supposed to turn them on before you start turning lanes. They do not do that. They turn their blinkers on while they're turning lanes. It's the most annoying thing. How I get ready to switch lanes, I turn my blinkers on. I'm still in the same lane, but I turn my blinkers on. And I wait a few seconds to let the cars know, hey, I'm getting ready to turn. I see an opportunity to turn. I'm getting ready to turn. Take it easy. I'm coming by. I don't just turn the blinkers on. Hey, I'm already here. Sorry about that. Oh, you had to slam on your brakes to make sure you didn't ram me from behind? Too bad. That's a you problem, buddy. No, you don't do that. What's wrong with you? Why do so many people do that? I experienced that in that short period of time of me driving on the freeway. I don't drive on the freeway often. I have seen that so often, dude. Just in that little bit of time on the freeway. It's incredible, man. Why? Why? I don't get it. It's rough. Absolutely horrendous experience, dude. It's not fun. It's not fun. I would not wish that on anybody. Fucking jury duty is atrocious. Very boring, very tedious, very long. And I still, right now, I'm still on call. You would think if you didn't get picked, you'd be done. That'd be it. Like, you're done. You're GG. You're good to go. You won't be on call anymore. You don't have to worry about potentially getting called in to serve on jury. No, I am still on call. They didn't pick me, but I am still on call because, in their words, apparently they may have another case that they would need another body of jurors to pick through again, which doesn't make any sense to me. I feel like this jury body should have just been for that one case we went to, right? You didn't need us anymore. Why are we still on call? We have to potentially go back up there and maybe waste another day because of that? Are you out of your mind, dude? Why aren't we just done? That I don't understand. I don't get that. Why are we not just done? That I don't get. I'm not too sure what's going on there. So hopefully they don't call me. Hopefully I don't get an email from the government saying, hey, buddy, we need you again, man. We need you again, because that was absolutely horrendous. Next Friday is the end date. It is the end date of my on-call duties. So as long as I can make it to next Friday, I guess technically it would be next Thursday because they let you know the day before. So if I don't get an email or call on that Thursday, then I'm good to go. I'm good to go. Good Lord, dude. It's pretty bad, man. It's pretty bad. So here's hoping. Here's hoping I don't get notified because I don't want to do that mess again. I started my TikTok. I started back uploading videos to TikTok recently because I am trying to grow this channel. You know, if it wasn't obvious, I am trying to get this channel, you know, up there. I'm trying to grow it. It makes sense, you know. A good way to do that is by uploading onto TikTok. Just the short period of time I have been uploading these videos to TikTok, I have gotten quite a few followers on it, quite a bunch of views on these TikTok videos, people commenting on it. You know, I uploaded. See what I do? I go back into my old YouTube videos and I chop them up a little bit and put them on TikTok as well. And I put a video of me wondering why people only take like 2 minute showers. And I put that on TikTok. There were a lot of mad people on there. There were a lot of people upset that I said you can't get a good shower in only like 5 minutes or whatever, or 2 minutes or whatever. A lot of people were upset. One guy said, I really, really disagree with this guy. And I enjoy when people disagree with me. You know, it makes you, it helps you broaden your horizon to see different points of views. This dude just said he disagrees. He didn't add any insight as to why he disagrees, why my take is wrong. Because I'm advocating for people staying in the shower, making sure they're really clean. So, I mean, if you're adverse to being clean, look, man, that's a you problem, all right? I don't know what's going on at home. If you enjoy the scent of funk, good for you, I suppose. If you're upset that I suggested that you should stay in the shower for longer because you stink, I apologize you took that to heart so badly that you needed to say you disagree and didn't add any insight as to why. Look, man, stay in the shower, all right? It wasn't a personal attack towards you, your family, your friends. You stink, all right? Everybody needs to be told this if they do stink. You stink. You stink, dude. It's all right. Stay in the shower, man. 2 minutes is not enough. You hop in, you get wet, and you hop out. You smell like mildew. Please, just stay in the shower, man. People getting upset because I said they should stay in the shower for longer to smell good. You're out of your mind. Are you crazy? Absolutely insane, dude. My TikTok is the same as my Twitch name. It is the same as my YouTube name. I'm going to make a little link for my Twitch channel as well. that directs people to my TikTok. But I am trying to grow on Twitch, trying to grow on YouTube. It's hard, man. It's hard. It's really hard. I've been streaming for years, and nothing. I mean, I guess that's just the way it goes. I'm not complaining or anything, but I am trying. Granted, there was a period of time on my Twitch channel where I was popping off. I was getting a bunch of followers a day. I was averaging like 5 or 6 views a stream, which may not seem like a lot, but for a streamer of my size, that's a good bit. That's a good amount of viewers. Compared to now, where according to Twitch, I average... Hold on, I could check right now. According to Twitch, I average per stream 0.6 viewers. 0.6 viewers per stream. Not even a full one viewer per stream. Since I started back streaming back in May, I believe. April or May. 0.6 viewers. Granted, I understand why. Because like I said, there was a period of on this channel where I was popping off. I was doing good. I was consistent. But this is real life. I can't just keep streaming to 5 or 6 people and not doing anything else in real life. You know, I had to get that through my head. When back in that period, I was still just in high school. I had a lot more free time on my hands. Then when I graduated, I needed to get a job. I could not just sit here, play video games all day and not go anywhere. And so me getting a job, that took away from the time I spent streaming. I missed days, days turned into weeks, and weeks turned into months. Eventually, the people who frequented the channel drifted off and forgot about it. Who the hell is this guy? Boreal? Doesn't ring a bell. It happens. It's my fault, you know? But like, I had to understand that streaming on Twitch, it's not going to pay the bills. You know what I mean? I'm 21 years old. You got to do something. But I'm glad now that I have found a nice compromise. I still work. I still have a job. But I am still now able to dedicate some time to Twitch, dedicate some time to TikTok and YouTube as well. Granted, I can't stream for as long as I used to back then. Before, I was pulling out like 8-9 hour streams a day, dude. Seriously, every day. I wouldn't miss a day. Now I average maybe like 3-3.5 hours a day, which is really all I got. It's all I got in the tank, dude. I can't go for any longer than that. I gotta get my sleep, gotta rest, gotta interact with my family. You know, imagine if I wake up, go to work, come home, immediately start streaming again, eat, and then go to sleep and repeat. It's just not going to work. I need some time. So that's why I started my TikTok, to try to branch out and get my content on another platform, try to get another set of eyes on the content. Whoa, this guy seems pretty interesting. Let me check out his profile. Oh, shit. He's got his YouTube link there, his Twitch. You know what? I'll check it out. They go to my YouTube. They like what they see. They say, this guy's pretty cool. You know what? I think I'll try to catch one of his Twitch streams. They go to my Twitch. They see him offline, maybe. That's all right. I've got content on different platforms as well. YouTube, got a bunch of videos on there. TikTok, like I said, I just started doing TikTok, but I still got quite a few videos on there. So that's why I wanted to start up a TikTok as well. So I've got content on different platforms, not just on YouTube. Because trying to grow on Twitch, dude, impossible. Literally, like, impossible. If you don't have a known following on another platform that can come over from that platform to Twitch, if you're just an unknown body, just absolutely starting from the ground up, you would have to be the luckiest, the absolute luckiest person on the planet to become successful by just streaming on Twitch alone. By just streaming on Twitch alone, you don't make YouTube videos, you don't make TikTok content, you aren't known anywhere else, you're not like a professional gamer or whatever, you're not a celebrity somewhere else. You would have to be the absolute most lucky person on the planet. I am not. I thought I could do that. I tried doing that. Nah, it's not gonna work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work like that. Discoverability on Twitch is horrendous. Everybody knows this. It's terrible. It has the worst discoverability I have ever seen, ever. You can't grow just on Twitch alone. You need to diversify. You need to put your content on different platforms. YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, appropriate subreddits, whatever. Get your channel, your YouTube channel, your Twitch channel, your whatever, get it out there so people can see it, because they will never just find it on Twitch. They will never find it, dude. You're coming in, you're streaming on Twitch, you're starting off at zero viewers. You think people are gonna scroll down all the way down, keep scrolling to find you? No. Doesn't work like that, dude. Some people might stumble by, some people might come by to say hi every so often, but that's not what you're looking for. You're not just looking for the passerby, you know. You're trying to build a community, you're trying to build a following, you know. So you might be happy in the moment with that one viewer that comes in like once every few streams, but you want to start a community. You want this to become something, you know, and it's not gonna happen on Twitch alone. It's possible, but you gotta get your content somewhere else, dude. That's why I started my TikTok back up. I had this TikTok for a while. I just wasn't putting stuff on it. I just wanted to claim the name Boreal Devotee, like my Twitch name and the YouTube name. But now I'm starting to take TikTok a bit more seriously. I've been uploading one TikTok a day. Maybe I might increase that later down the line, but I found one a day has been pretty fine. And I've gotten quite a few followers on it, dude. Quite a few views, though I have not seen any increase in Twitch views since then. But granted, it's only been about, like, not even a week since I started doing that TikTok stuff. So who knows, dude? We'll see how it goes. But just trying to do it on Twitch alone? Nah, it's rough, dude. Trust me, I tried. 5 years. 5 years, dude. 5 years. I've been on this for a while. I tried. It's a no-go. Absolutely no. No shot. It's rough, dude. But it is what it is. I'm going to keep trying, though. I'm going to keep trying. Granted, I'm not. This isn't like an end-all, be-all. I've still got a life. So I've got plans in the real world, you know what I mean? If this doesn't work out, I mean, it's no skin off my back. It's just, it is what it is. You move on and do something with your life. That's why a lot of people, I don't know why so many people like just drop everything they're doing to come and stream on Twitch or whatever to nobody. Like, dude, keep your job. Keep your job, man. Go get a job. Go get a job, because this more than likely is not going to work out. It's not going to work out. I learned that early on. I'm like, maybe if I just keep going, if I just stream more consistently, maybe. Ah, man, go get a job. And now it's even better now. Now I enjoy streaming even more because I have money to like invest into it. You know what I mean? If I wanted to, I have money to buy games, new games to play or whatever. Back when I was streaming early on in my streaming career, I would only play like the same like few games, which actually like worked out pretty well. That's a good strategy to grow on Twitch, playing the same game and not jumping from game to game. So that's like another reason I was popping off pretty well back in the early stages of this channel. But for me personally, I was bored. I felt like I was tied down to that game, and I just wanted to play different games just to play them anyway. So now it feels good that I have the money to do it. And back then I didn't have any money. I couldn't do it. I had some money, but it wasn't money I could just blow $60 here, $60 here, $60 here. Now I can, even though, you know, I'm still not just giving out $60 the game. It's just games I want to play. If I want to play them, I can play them. I have the money to buy them if I wanted to play them. So it feels good. Get a job. Don't let streaming become the end-all be-all for you. Make sure you stay afloat in the real world. You know what I mean? But I believe this is a good spot to end it. A good first episode back in months. It's been about, I believe, 6 months since the last episode. We've done 93 episodes of this podcast, dude. 93 episodes. They're all on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever podcast streaming service you use. It's probably on there. All the episodes are on YouTube as well. They're everywhere, dude. So I'm going to keep it going again. Before, I would do a podcast every day. It's not going to be every day. I know that for a fact. What I'm going to try to do is maybe I was thinking I would substitute a normal stream for a podcast stream, but I don't know if I want to do that because usually my podcasts don't run that long, like 30 minutes. It's only been about 31 minutes and I'm calling it quits. My usual stream for a day is about 3 to 3.5 hours. That's a pretty big cut in streaming time. You know what I mean? So what I was thinking about doing is like maybe once every maybe every couple of days, after I finish streaming, I come back later, a few hours later. Like right now, it's almost 11 o'clock right now. I finish streaming at about 7 o'clock. Come back later on and do a short little podcast. Granted, 31 minutes for an episode of this podcast is pretty long. On the earlier episodes, I would only record for maybe 10-15 minutes, if that, sometimes like 5 minutes, 5 minute podcast episodes, dude. They're on there, they're on Spotify, a bunch of the early ones. Later, as we got more comfortable with the talking points and whatever, I was able to, you know, make them longer, but they're not usually this long. So this is actually pretty long. For what was that noise? What in the world? You heard that static? Might just be the song, but this is pretty long for my for a usual session. So I'm done. Big thanks to everyone who stopped by. Appreciated everyone who would listen to this. Very much appreciated. We'll see how it goes. I'm still working out the kinks of the schedule to see when I'm gonna like sort out these episodes, but we'll see. We'll figure it out. This was fun. I really wanted to get back into doing the podcast again because those were very enjoyable. Those were very fun. Okay, Windows, take it easy. What was that? That scared the hell out of me. But these are very fun to make. I enjoy just sitting here and shooting the shit. You know what I mean? Just talking about nonsense. That jury duty mess, the Atlanta traffic garbage, the Twitch mess. All very fun to talk about, but I'm done. Big thanks to everyone who stopped by, everyone who listened. Very much appreciated. Have a good one. I'm out. Goodbye.